Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. New York's Public Service Commission recently rejected a proposal to build an expensive, energy-intensive desalination plant on the Hudson River. It found no near-term need for the facility to meet Rockland County's drinking water requirement. Instead of moving forward with the project, which would have withdrawn and processed brackish water from the river and spewed briny wastewater back into prime fish habitat, the Public Service Commission directed the private water company that proposed the plant to instead investigate water conservation and other sustainable measures. This important decision shows that Governor Cuomo's Public Service Commission chair, Audrey Zibelman, has the courage to stand up to a major industrial player pursuing an ill-conceived project entailing high costs to consumers and the environment. And this decision has implications for another facing the Public Service Commission, whether to green light new transmission lines through the Hudson Valley under Governor Cuomo's Energy Highway Initiative. Costing up to $1.3 billion, these towering lines would cross 25 towns in seven counties, slicing through farms, homes, businesses, historic sites, and spectacular views, the foundation of the region's rebounding economy. For the last year, the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition, a broad-based group of elected officials, businesses, and conservation groups partnered with Scenic Hudson, has advocated for less expensive and more sustainable options that won't damage our region. Governor Cuomo seems to understand our concerns. In his State of the State address last January, he expressed a preference for having lines built within existing utility corridors in height, length, and width. However, the Public Service Commission has inexplicably failed to make this a requirement of any project that ultimately is approved. But there's a more basic question about this whole concept. Are the giant new high-voltage towers needed at all? Under the planning process of the New York Independent System Operator, the entity that oversees the state's electric grid, there are three reasons to authorize energy projects. One, to improve the grid's reliability. Two, to provide economic benefits. Or three, to meet a public policy goals. The transmission lines fail on all three counts. Let's explore each of these reasons one by one. First, reliability, or ensuring the lights stay on. The New York Independent System Operator, or NISO as it's called, recently concluded that New York's electric grid won't require more capacity until the year 2022 at the earliest. And just last week, it indicated there's no need for new projects because the system has sufficient existing facilities. Second, economic benefits. Energy Highways mains stated goal is to reduce electricity costs in the New York metropolitan area by relieving a bottleneck that makes it more expensive to bring power downstate from central New York. But congestion costs, the price of meeting consumer needs for electricity based on the availability of power, have been decreasing for 5 years. And with other types of new facilities coming online, they should keep dropping. This means that expenses to operate and maintain the proposed new transmission lines would likely be higher than any savings they generate. So, the solution would cost more than the problem. Why should ratepayers, who stand to pay 90% of the new transmission line's cost and 80% of cost overruns, be forced to make such an investment? They shouldn't. Finally, public policy. And here, there is no policy, no local, state, or federal law or rule that justifies building the new transmission lines through the Hudson Valley. These facts come straight from the New York Independent System Operators' data. And Dr. Gidon Eshel, a respected Bard College professor and an expert in data analysis, has conducted an independent study this past summer using these very data. After 350 hours of research into existing electrical infrastructure and projected future demand, he concluded that there is no need for the new transmission lines. The Public Service Commission has launched another proceeding known as Reforming the Energy Vision. Under this initiative of Governor Cuomo and the Public Service Commission chair, utilities would be given incentives to help customers cut back on energy use and make the system more efficient. If successful, there'd be no need for costly new transmission lines. Homeowners' electric bills would stabilize, and utility profits would not be harmed. So everybody wins. Just as Governor Cuomo's Public Service Commission did the right thing in rejecting the Rockland County desalination plant, it should steer the proposed transmission lines to the off-ramp of the energy highway. Sometime next year, the Commission should reach important conclusions about how to reform its energy vision. At that time, they'll no doubt provide the key for meeting New York's energy needs while protecting the beauty, integrity, and economy of the Hudson Valley. This is Ned Sullivan, signing off.